B-Pod Studios.
And there it is. The dynasty continues. And the Patriots have added another chapter to their legacy.
Here we go again.
Here we go again.
Here we go again.
Another
Monday. Here we go again.
Let's get this over with.
Let's get this over with.
Let's get this done.
One of the great things about this show is that it's smart, but it's so silly.
Really?
But silly in a way that doesn't make me cringe.
Sounds like a winner.
Good enough for a
Monday morning.
Okay.
Showtime.
80s and more.
105.7 WROR.
Here's Lauren and Wally.
Well, good morning, everybody. It was a pretty fantastic night in Atlanta yesterday. Easy.
And there it is. The dynasty continues. And the Patriots have added another chapter to their legacy.
Okay, pretty amazing, huh?
It's kind of obnoxious how good they are. Although it was a really,
tough game. Tough game.
Yep. It was good defense. The whole way through.
That is correct.
I kept saying defense last night during the whole thing. Dave's like calling from the other room. Nope, it's defense. I'm like, okay.
Dave didn't watch a minute of the game.
He never watched a full play because that was the rule because he boycotted the game.
So he didn't watch the game because the full play takes six seconds. What was so great about it
was that I was calling the plays. He's in the kitchen.
Wow.
And I was calling like, hey, so they threw the ball and this guy ran really, really fast, really far, and he caught it, but then he was out.
Wow.
You sure you weren't playing a Tony Romo the Red Sox game?
It was pretty. I wish we had cameras in there.
Okay. Well, stuff we got coming up on the program today. The game, of course. The Super Bowl commercials. What did you think of the Super Bowl commercials?
I had some favorites.
Okay. How about the halftime show? What did you think about that? We'll cover that for you here. Julian Edelman.
Wow.
I thought it was a no-brainer MVP. For the game, so we'll cover that for you. What do we got coming up in Dirty Laundry today?
Well, we want to talk a little bit about Maroon 5 and their performance because let's just say their manager probably said at the end of it, don't go on Twitter.
I think my wife is still watching the replay of Adam Levine taking his shirt off.
And I have some thoughts about that we'll discuss at 7:45. The hypocrisy, people, the hypocrisy.
Plus, we have Winogrand in 60 seconds coming up next, and it's all happening right here.
That's right.
Aruba. Today's the day we start giving away.
I know it's going to be 60 for the parade tomorrow.
Okay, so
it's 77 in Aruba right now.
Bring out your duck boats. Okay, all of this is coming up this morning right here on the Lorne and Wally Morning Radio Program.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
The Lorne and Wally Morning Radio Program, and I think we should celebrate Mr. Sony Michel.
Here he comes now. Hey, it's Sony, Sony.
Michel breaks it. Michel Hogan throws a block.
Lock him down, spin around. Come on, Sony.
Run again for the touchdown. Sony Michel.
Hey, he loves to run on a field all right now.
The first touchdown of Super Bowl 53.
You got to blast and burn and feel all right. Yeah, he feels all right. I said, yeah.
Touchdown of Super Bowl 53.
The only touchdown of Super Bowl 53.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
Won't you take me to
Title Town?
Can't help ourselves. We just had to play this for you.
Yeah.
Title Town.
Won't you take me to
Title Town?
The World Series trophy. Lombardi trophy.
It's an embarrassment of riches.
I know. It's a beautiful thing. So, the football game yesterday, what did you think about the halftime show?
Well, let's be honest here. Maroon 5 was, in many people's opinions, fairly boring. In fact, The Onion tweeted, Super Bowl halftime show marred by functioning sound system.
See, I'm on Team Maroon 5. I thought they were pretty good. They're poppy. That's what I expected. I like Big Boy. He wore the fur coat like Lenny Clark. I was,
you know, it was all, yeah, all the acts that came out were stereotypical.
It was fine.
It was just fine. It was just really boring.
Entertainment's subjective, you know?
I think that we can possibly say
most
that
of the people said, even taking his clothes off. I mean, he, you know,
didn't
quite.
I think the problem is they need to change their name. I think they should be Beige Five.
You know what I mean?
Just kind of bland.
I liked when he took his shirt. Adam Levine took his shirt off at the very end to sing Moves Like Jagger. Somebody tweeted, "Wow, two nipples during the halftime show. His career is over."
Because he did twice what Janet Jackson did.
Well, there's a total hypocrisy there. You know, it's really a little. By the way, how many tattoos does that guy have? I mean,
a lot.
Yeah, the big California one on his stomach. Like, what? I need an explanation.
He really likes California.
Must like
I need
California.
An explanation for all of those because I don't know. That seems excessive.
Inspect them a little closer.
I've got to tell you, I don't really think
you're not into tattoos.
No, I'm not into Adam Levine. I just don't think he's not my type.
He's in pretty good shape.
That's undeniable.
That's a tough act to follow after Lady Gaga too, who was so spectacular last year.
Right,
that was 2 years.
Was that two years ago already?
Yeah. Wow,
was it 2 years ago?
Yeah. So that's a really good halftime show. Maroon 5 was just elevator music. It really is. They literally played an elevator.
Who was last year?
Somebody unforgettable. I don't know.
Must have really been spectacular.
The thing is that we're not going to forget Maroon 5 because we'll always remember how bland this show was.
The hype. Yeah, you're right about that.
And, you know, two nipples.
Well. Anyway. Free the nipples.
Okay, coming up, we're going to kind of go.
Justin Timberlake last year, remember?
Selfie boy. Selfie kid. Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, coming up next, we're going to go through the whole Super Bowl scoring and all that sort of thing. And we're going to hear from Belichick and Brady.
And both Hank and I went out after the game to get gear. We'll tell you
the
successes and failures.
Going to the parade. That's what you're going to do. There's going to be a parade in town tomorrow.
11 o'clock tomorrow.
Breaking out the duck boats. Barely got the oil changed from the Red Sox parade, and they're ready to go. And
New England Invitational.
We already heard from the mayor this morning. Mayor Marty says, 11 o'clock.
He tweeted it out like last night.
People are very excited. Have you been to a parade?
Not recently. I went to a bunch of the earlier ones.
Yeah.
And, you know, my son Sam, he's 9, and he wants to go to a parade. So when the Red Sox parade rolled through, he's like, you got to go to school, buddy. Maybe the next one.
You should never
bingo,
make that promise.
Here comes the next one.
So, maybe tomorrow.
So
beautiful day.
I know.
Perfect day to skip school.
What a game! I'm absolutely going to the Super Bowl.
Okay,
this is sweet because the Pats they struggled a little bit. They had adversity.
They didn't just walk into this thing. Okay, and what about the? Okay, so who went out after the game? Did you go any?
See, Hank and I both went out right after the game. Now this is, I think, you went a little bit later, right, Hank?
He did. I had to drive my wife home. She said, "I am not going to buy any jerseys."
Oh, see? You should have just commandeered
left her in the car.
I'd have left her there.
Because, see, now I had, like, people at my house.
Yeah.
So as soon as the game ended, I'm like, "All right, everybody get out. I'm going to Dick's Sporting Goods. See you later. Who's parked behind me? You got to move your car.
Move your car right now. I got to get to Dick's Sporting Goods."
I had my jacket on, and there were still people in my house. I'm going, let's go. I'm going right now.
Okay, how was the crowd?
I didn't see the trophy presentation.
Oh, my God.
I'm like, I just got right in the car because you have to get there quick.
Okay.
So I took Sam with me and because it ended pretty, you know, like right after 10. I'm like, all right.
Like 10.
Like, we can do this. We got to the Dick's Sporting Goods at down at Westgate Plaza in Brockton.
Yep. Right off
the 24. It was all lit up. Yep. Parking lot was full.
Get out of town.
When I did this for the Red Sox, we were like one of the first people there. Yeah. It wasn't too bad. This line, it
full.
Was... By the time I got in line, everything from the tables was pretty much ravaged.
How long did you wait in line?
10 minutes.
10 minutes.
I was home and in bed by 11.
Okay, all right, so I arrived at Modell's in Medford, Wellington Circle, at about 10 minutes of 11.
Yeah.
I walked in. I mean, there were like high school and college kids high-fiving. There were parents and grandparents. Yep. I met a guy from Greece who was so excited. He was there to buy a hat and T-shirt. He had just watched his first Super Bowl.
Where's your stuff?
So, I picked up a nice 3T shirt from my grandson, Harv.
Yep.
And then I bought a hat, and I said, okay, oh, there's the line over there. And I went, oh, wait a second, the line kept going back to the Winchester Medford line. So
wow.
After I went by about 150 people, I put it back. I said, I'm going to have to come back tomorrow.
Wow.
Yeah. I'll never make it to bed. I would have waited at least an hour, so I didn't get it.
That's why you have to be rude to all your Super Bowl party guests, because you have to get there early. And as we're driving up there, I was saying to Sam, I'm like, all right, buddy, we're walking in, we're grabbing as much stuff as we can on the table, and we're getting in line.
Oh, my God.
You go with the plan.
You know, the stores are open, like, today and tomorrow.
But how would I wear it to work right now?
It is very
wearing
attractive.
Wearing my shirt.
It is
showing
very
my hat.
Three people.
All the people watching on Twitter.
That is a heck of a jacket you're
and
wearing,
everyone in the hallway at work. Gee, how'd you get your gear? I'm awesome.
Boy.
That's how. That's how.
All right.
Hey, last night, immediately after the game, I got up. I walked to my front door. I opened the door, and the fireworks were already going off.
Are you serious?
Yeah. It didn't take anybody any time. Bang, bang, bang. They were
in
going
in a Westwood.
Like
the fireworks are spectacular.
Yeah. It's like downtown Boston on the 4th of July.
Okay, so Hank, if you would, please.
Yes, for the third time in 5 years and the sixth time overall, the Patriots are Super Bowl champs, beating the LA Rams 13-3 last night in Atlanta. It was Super Bowl 53. It was the lowest scoring Super Bowl in history. And the Patriots are consistent. In the 9 Super Bowls that Brady and Belichick have gone to, they've never scored a touchdown in the first quarter.
Wow.
Julian Edelman, man, he was spectacular last night. He was named the MVP.
Okay, you want to hear from Julian?
We got Brady first. Get Brady.
Tom Brady, the only player in NFL history with 6 rings.
Just so proud of our team. I mean, the support here tonight was like a home game. We could have been at Gillette Stadium. And
that crowd.
We can't thank you guys enough for the incredible support all year. And I know everyone back home is going to have a nice late night tonight. And I think we might have a parade on Tuesday or something like that.
Yes,
so
we do.
How could this not motivate you? Is what it's all about.
Oh, and Julian Edelman and his stinky beard got it done on the biggest stage. This probably cements his place
it
in the Hall of Fame.
It just matters that we won, man. It was a crazy year. We had a resilient bunch of guys. It was unreal, man. I mean, it was like a home game here. We love you guys here. It was awesome.
Even Bill Belichick, the hoodie, he's usually like, yeah, we got a pretty good group of guys.
Okay,
you know,
okay,
we're looking ahead to next season. He was as animated as ever.
It's all about the players. These guys work so hard all year. They just competed every week, and they competed today like champions. They played like champions. Everybody counted us out from the beginning of the season to midseason, but we're still here.
We're still here.
Go to WROR.com. You can see all of the highlights, which are spectacular. Hey, Bruins beat the Capitals 1-0. Celts rolled over the Thunder 134-129.
I watched that game, the full game.
You did?
You
I was very stressed
Wait a
out.
Minute.
Yeah.
Nice job. You're serious?
I watched the Celtics game because I loved it. That, you know what? It's a beautiful sport.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
It is.
It
Go
is.
Ahead.
Very
I'm
fluid.
Sorry.
I was at the game. It was great.
Yeah. There's intensity. There's ballet.
Yes,
there's
it's beautiful.
Everything. Yeah.
I love it.
Wow.
Sports brought to you by Mass Eye and Ear.
You want to come over here? I'd like to take your temperature.
I know. I thought Kyrie Irving was amazing. And
he
the
is
three
amazing.
Pointers, the swish. I was just, I was enraptured.
Wow.
I know. I'm a big Celtics fan now.
Who
you
are
guys.
You?
I know.
Did anybody ever think we'd hear that from her?
Wow.
I'm telling you, it's impressive.
By the way, it's Beanpot Monday.
Oh, that's right. Beanpot
and
Monday.
And the Red Sox equipment truck is leaving for Florida today.
Are you kidding me? Today's the day?
Today's the day.
That's fantastic.
Really?
The news just keeps getting better. And the day is going to be perfect for a parade tomorrow because we're going to have a lot of sunshine. Not as sunny as today, but a good. You don't want to get burned tomorrow. So we're going to have some sunshine tomorrow, and it's going to be 60 degrees. Right now in Boston, it is 37 degrees right here at WRO.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wiley Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
and more.
105.7 WROR.
The Lauren and Wally Show, sponsored by Horizon Interiors. Here's Lauren, LBF, Hank, and Brian.
Well, good morning, everybody. And I would assume that if the ratings are anything like, you know, close to being accurate, 80% of everybody listening this morning was watching the Super Bowl last night.
Yeah.
So you probably watched all of the different commercials, and what was your take on them? What did you think of them? What did you think?
I think that, you know, all in all, they were pretty good. There were actually, I have three categories. The good, the bad, and actually the four, the weird. But the ones that I liked the most were the ones that were a little bit emotional, like the Microsoft adaptable console with the kids with disabilities.
Yep, that was my favorite.
Disabilities. Was that your favorite?
I thought
of
that
all?
Was just a great, you know, a great thing.
And that was like kind of a follow-up from that one. That kid was in one before.
Before, yeah.
You know, when all the whole neighborhood comes running, because like, hey, he's going to do it. And that kid was the one who was playing the game.
Precisely. All the kids came over.
And that was awesome.
It was
when
really
everyone
good.
Plays, we all win.
Yeah. And the first responders one with the coach who was hit by the car and he thanked all the first responders.
Wasn't that amazing?
That was amazing.
That's like a whole series, too.
Yeah. And then the Washington Post, Democracy Dies in Darkness.
That's really, I found that very interesting because newspapers are losing money and all this stuff.
Yeah, but
that was a full, I understand what you're doing. It was a full 60-second ad. Had Tom Hanks doing the narration and everything. But so that cost $10 million.
I know, but Jeff Bezos owns the Washington Post.
Oh, that's probably
so
true.
So that's why. Although
plus, he has Amazon deliver it, so it's a good deal.
Yeah, so he has tons of money. The problem is that one of the people who works for the Post, really proud to work for the Washington Post, loved this ad, but I wish $10 million would go toward better benefits, better pay, those things. But, you know, okay. My favorites were the Olay commercial with Sarah Jessica. Sarah Michelle Gellar. Three names.
One of those like the LBF.
Where she didn't, her face recognition didn't recognize her because her skin was so good.
Yeah, well, there was a maniacal, you know, killer.
Yeah,
trying
the killer
get her.
Was trying to
I
break
loved,
it.
And did you love the Audi Super Bowl ad? This is. I'll play you a clip of it right now. It's a guy reunites with his grandpa in the afterlife and sees the future of electric cars, and then, well, here.
Grandpa? Welcome home. Come on, I've got something for you.
He's choking.
That's when he's choking on the cashew.
Yeah. Right?
You're one lucky man. I was worried about you for a minute.
Same. First of all, can I just say, that was a shocking thing, because you're watching this commercial, and then all of a sudden that happened, so it really caught your attention. But that car
Oh my God! What a cool-looking car. Huh?
Finally.
I mean, it was really
another
cool.
Electric vehicle I can't afford.
Wow.
I did love the Stella Artois ad, because I love Sarah Jessica Parker. And Jeff Bridges, Sex and the City meets the Big Lebowski.
Yes, that's true.
That was the only ad that I really saw before the games. I'm like, oh, here it is again.
Yeah. See, that's a lot of them didn't release their ads in advance this year because they wanted the surprise value.
Everyone at our Super Bowl party, the ladies were wondering where Sarah Jessica Parker got
the big breasts.
Go for it. Yeah. I don't know. She probably,
you can push those things
together and then lift them up.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
They're very pliable.
Really? Okay.
Hey, I thought was pretty interesting? A couple of those T-Mobile spots.
Those were good.
Yeah. Particularly the one where the guy, he gets the text, says, you know, Brad, just want to let you know I'm here for you.
Yeah.
And he goes, oh, hey, thanks, man. It's been a really tough couple of months here. And he says, no, Brad, I'm here for you. I'm your Uber driver. I see.
Yeah.
The one that made me want to vomit, though.
Yes, I love this
one. Was the Chunky Milk.
Chunky Milk.
It was a Mint Mobile.
Wireless for $20 a month. That's not right. It's right, all right. Now, Chunky Style Milk, that's not right.
No, it's not.
I choose Chunky Style Milk because it has the wholesome chunks growing kids need, unlike Smooth Style Milk.
It's so gross. And people drinking this chunky.
Chugging.
It made you think of curdled milk.
It made me want to puke.
It was so gross.
If you want to puke, you got to watch this commercial.
Oh, my God, it's
so
amazing.
Because it is so nasty. And then finally, the weirdest commercial is the Turkish Airlines.
Yeah.
It made no sense to me. Ridley Scott did a film that you go see
online. What was that? That's the one I didn't understand at all.
The girl looked so stressed out because, she was, I don't know, a spy or whatever.
I don't know.
Not making me want to fly Turkish Airlines.
Was that a movie?
It's a six-minute film that Ridley Scott did, and you go to TurkishAirlines.com to see it, and it's her an airport.
I'm not going to see it.
No, thanks.
Nor am I going to fly Turkish Airways anytime soon, I'm sure.
No, very stressful.
Is there
stressful.
A big demand on Turkish Airlines?
No.
I'm sure there is now.
Yeah, got to be. Okay.
They're all posted at WROR.com.
Yeah.
You can, click
all
on there
good.
And see them
all. Pretty fun.
Pretty good.
I'm in it for the commercial.
So there you go.
Welcome to another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. As today's action-packed drama begins, Ethos walks into $3 Dewey's and notices Lem doing a little heavy reading, and we hear...
Hey there, Lem, what are you reading?
Oh, I'm just looking at this new Sears catalog. My God, there's some real good-looking women in here.
Oh, let me see. Wow, they are beautiful. And look at this one. Wearing that underwear. Why, she's only $29.95.
Well, you know what? I think I'm going to get one.
Well, while you're at it, why don't you order me one, too?
A couple of weeks later, Ethos walks back in the $3 Dewey's, and we hear...
Say there, Lem, did you ever get that beautiful girl you ordered?
No, but I think she's on her way.
Well, how do you know?
Well, yesterday, I got a package and her underwear was in it.
Join us again soon for another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. Right here on the Lorne and Wally Morning Show.
The Lorne and Wally Show.
Mornings.
More 80s.
More variety.
All day.
And all night.
80s and more.
105.7 WROR.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
The Go-Go's. This is pretty cool. I don't know if you knew this. The Go-Go's. They changed the name of the song. We got the Beat LA is what they call it now. That's a Super Bowl joke right there, ladies and gentlemen. Appreciate it if you would, please. Okay, so the parade is tomorrow. The victory parade is tomorrow. At 11 o'clock, it'll step off. Mayor, he announced it immediately after the game.
Yeah, it starts out at the Heinz Convention Center, and then it rolls through the city to City Hall Plaza, and then there's a big old rally, and everybody congratulates themselves.
Is there a rally? There'll be more details coming out today. Okay.
Did you see the rally?
Or do they keep them rolling?
It ends. I just read that it ends at City Hall Plaza with the rally.
Okay.
I could be completely wrong, but that's the Associated
That's the
Press
latest
fault.
On the street.
Yeah.
Okay. Did you see the tweet from the Red Sox? This is great. Red Sox said that they congratulated the Patriots on, quote, ending the 3-month Boston championship drought.
I know. 93 days.
93 days. Amazing. Okay.
I'm beginning to forget how many championships we've won.
So many.
It's obnoxious.
It's stunning. As a matter of fact, I have the numbers someplace, and we'll give you those coming up in Dirty Laundry, which is coming up in a few minutes. But first, could we go ahead and give everybody the information on the parade? Are you ready?
All
Here
right.
we go.
Okay! Foxborough! West Bridgewater! Canton! Medford! Cheering from your seat. The Pats are here and the time is right for duck boats in the street. They're drinking in South Bay. Well, down in New Bedford, in Manchester by the sea, all we need is championships, sweet victory. There'll be duck boats everywhere. Shotgun and spacking, fans cheering, duck boats in the street. It doesn't matter what jersey you wear, as long as Tom Brady is there. So come on, everybody, every fan, everywhere around New England, there'll be duck boats in the street.
Thank you, Duck Boats in the Street.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. The Lauren
Lauren and Wally Show.
Sponsored by Horizon Interiors.
Now, here's why you can't remember how many times the duck boats have been in the street. Over the past 17 years, Boston has won 12 championships.
Wow.
That's a lot.
That's a lot.
You and know, I'm just so happy everyone's in a good mood today.
Yep. Yeah.
That's all I care about.
Tired but happy.
Tired but happy people.
Dirty Laundry's coming up. What are we covering in Dirty Laundry?
Well, we're going to talk about the halftime show, Nipplegate, and a couple really good show you should be binge watching.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lauren and Wally Show.
Okay, let's get into it here.
Okay, it's brought to you by Mass Eye and Ear. Okay, let's hear a little bit of the halftime show from last night by Maroon 5, your mom's favorite band. It's not bad. They're not bad.
I feel like I'm waiting at the dentist's office.
Yeah, it just doesn't have the excitement that a Super Bowl.
That's why they changed the name to Maroon to Beige Light.
It's just
what would have been a good halftime alternative.
What's that?
No, I'm asking. What would you like to see?
Well, you know, I don't know. Like
Justin Timberlake was great. Lady Gaga was great.
I'm trying to think right now. I mean, a lot of people turn them down because of the whole Colin Kaepernick.
Right. All
thing,
the good acts wouldn't do it.
Yeah. Although Cardi B has no leg to stand on because she turned down the Super Bowl party.
She did a pregame show.
She did a pregame show.
She took the
did
money.
A commercial.
Yeah.
So there's that. But whatever. I mean, okay. The people who were at the Super Bowl kind of really star-studded. Jamie Foxx, John Hamm was seen. John Bon Jovi, Backstreet Boys, Ellie Kemper. I mean, Vanessa Hudgens. So it was, you know, everywhere you looked, everyone was there. It made you feel bad about yourself.
Lenny Clark and his fur coat were there.
Yes, right. I saw that.
He was.
But yeah, I mean, it was fun to watch, but Maroon 5 just really got hammered on social media. Hammered. I feel a little bad. I don't think there was anything they could have done.
They're not bad.
They're not. I feel just, bad, but I, yeah. they're not bad. They're just. It just. Yeah. They really got hammered.
But still, like Adam Levine, he's like, we're going to let our music speak for us.
Oh,
way to go!
No. Okay, now. I know that everyone was involved in the Super Bowl all weekend and everything I ever watched, but I did not watch all
Super Bowl all the time. Yeah, okay.
I watched a couple of things, and I'm going to tell you what you need to binge watch.
I understand you.
I'm sorry, I didn't watch all Super Bowl coverage all weekend, like all football stuff. I don't know. I feel like people were just.
There were
like,
things on other channels.
There were things on other channels, and I'm going to tell you what I watched. All right, you guys, on Netflix. This show called Russian Doll with Natasha Lyonne, and it's produced by Amy Poehler.
It is amazing. Pretty good.
It's about a woman who is at her birthday party, and she dies every night and wakes up in the same bathroom and has to relive the day over and over again.
Groundhog Day.
But not that simple. And it's really good, and I can't tell you how compelling it is, and it's existential, and I learned about the fourth dimension. I felt really, really smart. So that's good. And then the other thing you need to watch is this show on HBO. It's called Deadline Artists Breslin and Hamill. It's about Jimmy Breslin and Pete Hamill, newspapers. It's amazing. And it's so good because it talks about how, like, obviously with all the internet websites, you have so many avenues to get your information. But back in the day in New York City, there were two columnists.
Old school. This is it.
And they really, like, they really just set the tone of the city and what people. It's just a really good documentary to watch. So those are my two things that I watched besides Super Bowl stuff that you should watch, too.
Okay.
And I'm going to watch the Super Bowl again.
Oh, my God.
You should watch. if you didn't catch the opening to the Super Bowl, it was very enjoyable with John Malkovich and Peyton Manning is a talent.
Pretty really good
is.
Quarterback, a better actor.
He is a better actor. He is a quarterback. Really,
John Malkovich,
seriously.
Spectacular. Yeah. Go to watch it. It's about 4 minutes long. Has to do with the Roman Colosseum. It's very funny.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The Lauren and Wally Show. This is Grand in 60 Seconds.
So you thought the Super Bowl was exciting. You ain't seen nothing yet because it's time for a real game. Win a grand in 60 seconds on the air here from WROR. Okay,
we got somebody.
We have somebody who believes that she is qualified to play this difficult game, and her name is Gretchen Datura. She teaches second grade, and she's from North Andover.
So let's begin
by saying good morning, Gretchen, and how are you? And welcome to the Lauren and Wally Morning Show.
Good morning.
Okay. Good morning. Okay.
Good morning.
Do we call you Miss Datura? Good morning, Miss Datura.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. We'll just go with Gretchen. So, okay. So, hey, did you watch the? Did you watch any football last night or anything like that?
I did.
Okay, good. Okay, you feeling pretty good about it?
Well, this is you know, right out of the gate, so we'll see how I do.
Okay,
you're going to be fine.
Yeah, you'll be just fine. Okay, now LBF is going to ask you 10 questions. You got 60 seconds. Get them all right. Remember, you can pass at any time. Don't pass on too many because you'll have to come back and make those up before the clock runs out. So, you get them all right, we give you $1,000 from Century Bank. Are you ready to go?
Sounds great.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's play Win a Grand in 60 seconds.
Who won Super Bowl 53?
Patriots.
What was the score of Super Bowl 53?
10-3, I believe.
What kind of vehicles do the Patriots ride in for their victory parades?
The duck boats.
Adam Levine is the lead singer of what band?
Maroon 5.
Which amendment to the U.S. Constitution gave women the right to vote?
Gosh, 21? I'm not sure.
What rock band recently covered Toto's Africa?
I'll pass.
What soft drink used the ad slogan, "Obey Your Thirst," for almost two decades?
Pass.
What desert surrounds Las Vegas?
Oh my gosh. Oh, I can't pass.
Who introduced the first box of Valentine's Day chocolates?
Frost.
How many hours does the Le Mans Endurance motor race last?
Half.
Oh.
Time has expired. You got a couple of those right
Super
there,
Bowl
so we'll review
right.
for you right now.
How much did you drink last night?
Some of them were hard.
Yeah, that's well, you know. All right, the score of the Super Bowl was 13-3, correct? 13-3. Yes. So missed by 3. Yeah,
I know it's
kind of
hard to believe that it was only 13-3.
The amendment to the U.S. Constitution gave the women the right to vote 19th. The 21st Amendment is the one that repealed prohibition. Never forget.
Well, I was kind of close.
Yeah, you were close.
You're right. You were very close.
Aim low.
What rock band recently covered Toto's Africa? Weezer. The soft drink using the ad slogan "Obey Your Thirst" for almost two decades was Sprite. The desert that surrounds Las Vegas is the Mojave Desert. The person who introduced the first box of Valentine's Day chocolates is Richard Cadbury. And the Le Mans Endurance motor race lasts 24 hours.
Le Mans.
Yikes. Did I say Le Mans?
Le Mans.
Because I'm classic.
Yeah,
Le Mans. Le Mans.
They ran in Canton, it'd be Le Mans.
Yeah, Le Mans.
They ran in Canton. Or, you know, Dorchester.
We'll take a Le Mans motor race for 24 hours.
Listen, we have a fine consolation prize. We got a 4-pack of pass to see Isn't It Romantic? Starring Rebel Wilson, Liam Hemsworth, in theaters February the 13th.
He's handsome.
So anybody else, you think you got what it takes to enter, be a contestant in this game? Good luck. Enter now at WRR.com. You could win $1,000 thanks to Century Bank.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wiley Show.
Okay, let me get this right. Is it true that some schools are actually have late school today because of the game?
Because of the game.
You're kidding me. You are kidding me.
Okay, so the Greater New Bedford Vocational Technical High School officials used the occasion of Super Bowl Monday, or post money, to delay school opening by 2 hours to test their emergency response.
Oh, okay.
So it's like, all right, well, we're going to do that. So
why don't they test it tomorrow when nobody shows up?
That's right.
Well, I know,
when everybody
right?
comes into town for the parade, yeah.
Meanwhile, Sacred Heart School in Kingston told students and faculty they can sleep in for another 2 hours on Monday today.
Wow,
so they
that's
just.
Nice.
We're like, listen, everyone's going to be awake. Well, but it didn't even end that late.
Yeah, it didn't end that late. But also, there haven't been that many like snow days.
No.
And there aren't going to be any more.
Oh, really. My God. Malden Catholic.
I mean,
they closed all day today.
Oh, my God.
Because,
get up.
Yeah, it's a tradition. That's what they do. They take
the
holiday.
They just made their own Super Bowl holiday.
Bishop Stang High School in North Dartmouth, they're going to use this day as Bishop's Day. It's like a rotating holiday. So they decided to just have the day off. And you know what? This school, we've visited this school. I love this school. Southeastern Regional Vocational Tech.
Yeah.
They had a two-hour delay last year. They flipped it. Like, they did this thing where it was an early release, but they flipped it and had a late start.
Right.
And but they decided this year that they're going to have a regular school day. But they're going to have a different approach. Those who actually show up on time get a free breakfast donated by an unnamed source from Foxborough. Who
knows who that is. I mean, a lot of businesses are really going to get hurt today.
I read this story that 17.2 million employees will call in sick to work today, and that will result in $4 billion worth of lost productivity today.
Wow. I just feel
shame on you.
This year's Super Bowl was not exciting enough or late enough to warrant this sort of thing. I think that this year will be better.
I mean, I'm still not trying that hard today, and I'm probably going to leave early.
You're doing well.
Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah.
I mean, it's just an exhaust. Tomorrow, I think I might
tomorrow's
have to
going
to
be the tough day because we got tomorrow we got a parade.
That's right.
And we got to put the goat on the boat. You know what I'm saying?
Oh.
Show. Morning. More 80s.
More variety.
All day.
And all night.
80s and more.
105.7 WROR.
Morning. This is the Lauren and Wally Morning Show coming hot off the heels of a Super Bowl win last night. So we've decided we're going to have to change the name of the town from Beantown to
Title Town.
That's it. Yes, welcome to Title Town, ladies and gentlemen. The duck boats will be running again tomorrow, beginning at 11 o'clock is when the parade kicks off. Okay, I know that now you're going to need a commemorative item following the Super Bowl six Super Bowl trophy.
Yes, you are.
Okay, Super Bowl 53. So we got to talk to our old buddy Bob Iback, who's on the line with us, and he's with Nyco Sports. And, well, first of all, morning, Bob. How you doing?
Good morning. It's nice to be in Titletown again, guys.
It's great to have you back in Titletown.
Hey, there are three-month-old babies who've never seen a championship.
It's a horrible thing, man. The drought has been broken.
I covered the NFL for 20-some-odd years. I've been to 22 Super Bowls, and I have to tell you, you all are blessed up there to see something like this. You know, six titles to tie the Steelers for most ever in 18 years. I mean, it's amazing. Own the 21st century.
Hey, what do you got for us today?
Well, this is something, you know, we just got this done over the weekend, and I'm so happy because we wanted to come up with something different. We figured, hey, if they win number six, we got to make this extra special. So I know in the past we've always done a lot of footballs. They decided, and they got this done at the last minute yesterday, and it was great. It's a framed and double-matted piece. It measures 18 by 22 inches, and it's really cool because it'll actually have inset into the upper right-hand corner a replica Super Bowl 53 ticket.
Oh. Cool.
From yesterday's game in Atlanta when they beat the Rams 13-3. And in a moment, I'll give out a toll-free number and a website, give people a chance to grab a piece of paper and a pen. These are $149.95 each. They're fully licensed. They're all individually numbered. We're only going to make 5,000 of these. And in addition to that item that's going to be inset into the upper right-hand corner, that replica ticket, right to the left of that, we had a photographer on the field took that photograph right after the game was over, that big swamped area where everybody was surrounding Tom Brady. You'll have that photograph in this picture frame. We also have right below that the entire postseason, kind of the journey of the Patriots, how they got to Super Bowl 53 listed there. And then finally, to kind of put this whole thing to bed, we've got in the lower right-hand corner all six of the Super Bowl titles, going back to 2001, all accomplished, of course, by Tom Brady and Bill Belichick. So nice. You'll get all that information in here. Only 5,000 of these will ever be made. It's exclusive to Nyco Sports. If you'd like to order these, there's two different ways. We set up a toll-free number, which is 1-800-345-2868. That's 1-800-345-2868. You want to check it out online, you can order it that way. NikoSports.com, N-I-K-C-O, sports.com. I've been involved in a lot of sports memorabilia over my career in sports, and I'll tell you what, I saw this thing and knocked my socks off. It is really, really nice.
Hey, Bob, thank you very much. And, you know, we got to stop meeting like this. People are getting suspicious.
Hey, you know what? I'm an old Cubs guy. I spent all those years in the front office with the Cubs, and I know when they won in 2016. I know how you guys felt up there when the Red Sox finally broke the streak. So I salute what you guys have done up there and Bill Belichick and the organization. Just a fantastic run, and just enjoy it. I mean, you'll never see something like this again in our lifetime.
You got it. Okay, have a good one. Thanks a million.
Okay, be good now. Have a good day.
Okay, thanks a million. Okay.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wiley Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.